Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Game one goes to the Tigers. Royals lose. 5-3, the final score. I was told just moments ago, don't hang your head. Don't be all sad on the radio, Vern. Nobody wants to hear it. Okay, all right. I refuse to hang my head. There is plenty to discuss. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Almost saw a fight at Kauffman Stadium. It's been a long time since I've seen a fight out here at the K, but almost one almost just went down outside of my booth. Thankfully, calmer heads prevailed. Yeah, Royals lost, I know. Boy. They jump out to a 3-0 lead in the first inning. And boy, what a first inning it was, too, right? Bases loaded. Seth Lugo coming out top of the first inning, retires the first two batters that he faces, but then loads the bases. And then he gets out of it. He gets Wenzel Perez to swing through a well-located cutter. Whew. All right, okay, so Lugo doesn't look great early. Right, plenty of base runners on. But he puts up a zero in the first, and then what do you know, Mike Yastrzemski, as correctly predicted before the game by a young Royals fan named Henry. Henry came by and said, Vern, Yaz is going deep tonight, book it. He did. Yaz goes bridge right out of the gate. Three batters later, Michael Garcia puts the boys up 3-0. 3-0. First inning. Royals lose 5-3. Boy, that hurts. It doesn't hurt as much as I thought it was going to hurt because the Mariners had a 4-run first inning lead. And they blew it too. So the Royals' deficit for that final wild card spot remains 3 games. Now you try not to take too much solace in that fact, but you didn't lose any ground. Royals remain 3 back with 27 to play. And those Seattle Mariners come to Kauffman Stadium in a little over 3 weeks from now. So for as much as I want to rant and rave and, like Henry's father told me, maybe sulk a little bit after this one, I refuse. Let's see where your head's at after this one. 913-586-7965. Seth Lugo given a 3-0 lead as he takes the hill in the second inning. And he slowly, for the second straight start, gives it all back. But I don't think this show's as easy as laying all the blame at the feet of Seth Lugo and then we turn the page to tomorrow's tilt. Because the Royals' offense had chances. They had chances to score in four of the final five frames of this game. Two on with two outs in the fifth inning, and Michael Garcia blasts one to left field. Finds the glove of Riley Green. Sixth inning, two on, two outs, and Kyle Isbell blasts one to deep right field. Kerry Carpenter makes a leaping catch at the wall. Man on second with nobody out. This is what really hurt in the seventh inning. Royals at this point trail 4-3. Mike Yastrzemski, that leadoff double. Bobby advances him to third. 90 feet away with Vinny Pasquantino, a guy that's driven in more runs than anybody in the sport since the All-Star game. At least anybody in the American League since the All-Star game. And A.J. Hinch goes to his bullpen, brings in Kyle Finnegan, and he gets the Pasquatch swinging through a splitter. Throws him 4 straight splitters, and Vinny goes down swinging. So with 2 on after a walk to Michael Garcia, Salvi grounds out to end the inning. Royals had a chance again. Leadoff man on in the 9th inning. Mike Yastrzemski ahead of the count 3-0. He's swinging 3-0. I got no issue with him swinging 3-0, especially when you get a cookie like that. Unfortunately, Yaz grounds into a 4-6-3 double play. 5 pitches later, Bobby flies out to right field, and that is your ball game. So the Royals had chances offensively. Yes, Seth Lugo had a chance to step up and continues to struggle since signing that extension. But you also have to give credit to the Detroit Tigers. They're in first place for a reason. That bullpen, and how about that defense tonight? Right field, left field, center field, leaping catches all over the place. Detroit was just the better team, no doubt about it, but I understand we're doing a post-game show in Kansas City, so let's focus on the Royals. And if we're going to focus on the Royals tonight, to me, it comes down to 2 things. Seth Lugo and your concern level. And then a follow-up to that is, if we acknowledge that this rotation is no longer the strength that it was in the first half of the season, do you believe this offense can be the bullies for the final 27 games? If the Royals are going to pull this thing off, the offense is going to lead the way. The bats of Yaz and Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Salvi, Frazier, these are the guys that need to be your leaders, that need to be the calling card of the 2025 Royals moving forward. That's how I see it. How about you? Let's get to the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Boy, what a crowd tonight, by the way. Almost 35,000 showing up to watch the Royals drop game one to the Tigers. 5-3, your final score. Let's go to Larry. He was one of the near 35,000 in the building. Larry, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. First-time caller, long-time listener. I really was impressed with, like, our game in the first half of the game. You know, Seth Lugo looked really good through the first few innings, but man, I feel like ever since that extension, you know, he's kind of really just, like, fallen off a little bit. And, like, I don't know what Yastrzemski's doing swinging 3-0 there in the 9th inning. It just felt really, like, I mean, as a longtime fan, I felt betrayed, personally.
By what?
It's just like,
Because Lugo wasn't good at any point tonight, so I don't know what you're talking about there.
Lugo got out of the bases loaded jam twice, personally. But I just want to hear your thoughts on what you think. Yastrzemski was thinking 3-0 there, and it's just like, we had, like you mentioned, we had so many chances and all that other stuff. So, I mean, Bobby on deck, like, I want to hear what you think about that and everything like that. I mean, I feel like this game was kind of, I feel like we let this game go.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate the phone call. Seth Lugo wiggled out of a bases loaded 2-out jam in the first. That's true. That's the only bases loaded jam he got out of. Now, he had first and third with 2 outs, and he got out of it in the second inning, but 2 runs already came in to score. First and second with 2 outs in the third, and okay, he got out of that. Gave up 2 more runs in the fourth inning and left the game with a man on second base, so Seth Lugo was bad. Seth Lugo's been bad since signing that contract. He's averaging less than 4 2/3 innings per start, has an ERA north of 8. In 32 1/3 innings of work, he's allowed 30 earned runs, 26 strikeouts to 22 walks. So, yeah, Seth Lugo, if you want to, talk about him, that's understandable. I guess I don't understand what you're talking about with the whole first half of the game. The pitching was awful in the first half of the game. Second half of the game, it was much better. Right, Jonathan Bolin, Angel Zerpa, Taylor Clark. Taylor Clark gives up a run for just the second time since the All-Star break. Now, bullpen was fine tonight. And you're already the third person to scream at me. Well, actually, you weren't screaming. I had a few other people scream at me about Mike Yastrzemski's decision to swing 3-0. I don't see the issue. Kyle Isbell's on first base. You're facing a really good reliever in Will Vest. Yeah, he falls behind the count 3-0. But if, it's all hypothetical here. But if you look at that pitch, that 3-0 pitch, I can't imagine that Mike Yastrzemski is going to get a better offering than that one right there. Yastrzemski, who homered in the first, singled in the second, and doubled in the seventh, was and has been your hottest hitter. I really don't have an issue with him swinging 3-0. I mean, if you think that Will Vest is bad and okay, this guy's going to start really having a tough time finding the strike zone. I like Yastrzemski. If you get that pipe shot, go for it. He got the pitch. He just didn't do with the pitch what he was hoping to do with the pitch. And Bob still had his chance. Right? Well, Bob still comes to the plate. Yeah, there's nobody on and there's 2 outs. But he could have still gotten on base and he didn't. He flew out to the opposite field as he's strike one, strike two against Will Vest. Now that's a closer for a first place team. He's a quality arm. You had a chance to get him there. I got no issue with Q giving the green light and Yaz exercising the green light. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I know people like to be critical and everything, but, we're not losing any ground. I hate to break it to everybody. You can talk about jumping off of cliffs and everything and about what's wrong, but we keep on holding position, and it's just a law of averages. Eventually, we're going to make it up and come back. About the 3-0, here's my brainstorm. I'm just throwing spaghetti against the wall here as an old country lawyer. Where we have guys that are way too aggressive, that think they're home run hitters and knockers and big hitters, and they're not. All you got to do is hit line drives. We're the worst. I know earlier in the year we were the worst team in baseball in terms of pop ups. If they would just focus on hitting, and the hitting coach would focus on hitting line drives, we would probably make up a ton of ground. That's just my two cents looking at the analytics and the data. These guys are so trying so hard and locked in, thinking we got to make up all this ground. You don't have to make up any ground. You're three games back, and you pretty much haven't been three games back. You know, it hasn't moved for a long time. So just relax. Great. Don't press, and see what happens. It's kind of been the same message the whole year, where we get all bent out of shape and stressed out, and you really don't need to. We're still right in this thing. I mean, I hate to break it to all the people that want to get hysterical, but that's just the facts. I mean, do you think we were too aggressive, that we have way too many pop-ups and guys trying to save the season? That's my 64.
Yeah, I think all that changed
question.
At the deadline with the additions of Frazier. Thanks for the phone call, Yastrzemski and Gritchett. I think that phone call's on point prior to August. Mike Yastrzemski, since taking over as the leadoff hitter, or as the leadoff hitter, right, 17th game tonight, 17th time we've seen Yaz at the top of the lineup. He still has more walks than strikeouts. In those 17 games, he scored 16 runs. He's batting .305 and has an OPS north of 1,100. So, again, Mike Yastrzemski doesn't need tips, guys. Mike Yastrzemski has the right approach at the dish. Mike Yastrzemski's been your best all-around hitter in the month of August. And tonight, Yaz was the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958. Check it out. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Mike Yastrzemski tonight, 3-for-5 with a run driven in, a run scored, as he opens the game up with yet another home run. His 7th home run as a Royal, his 15th long ball of the season. And as far as first inning blasts are concerned, he already has 4. 4 first inning leadoff home runs. That's the most by any player in his first 25 games with the team in baseball history, breaking a tie with the great late Ricky Henderson. So Mike Yastrzemski doing quite well. I know some of you, if not all of you, very disappointed with his decision making, swinging at 3-0. Personally, I'm with Q. Yaz, if you like it, pull the trigger, big dog. Let's go to Sheldon in Overland Park. Sheldon, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Vern?
All right, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, yeah, just to shed some optimism here, honestly, I love what the Royals are doing. I think, obviously, we're on a cusp, like right on the cusp of getting over that hump and playing, you know, consistently good ball. I think we're putting bats on balls, making good hard contact. There's no that 3-0, that's let him swing. The man's hot, you know what I mean? So he's seeing the ball clearly. He's putting a barrel on the ball, and he's in. I mean, how batting 3-for-5 today, going 3-for-5, and people are mad at a 3-0 count? Just relax, okay? These are big leaguers. We're just people with opinions. And but I think the bullpen's going to figure it out. It's kind of been the story all year long. You know, we get ahead in some games, and then we let them get back into it. If we're able to shut that door pretty early and keep maybe score a couple more insurance runs as the game goes, then we're solid. It's just letting these, you know, we start out 3-0. And then, you know, we get down 4-3. I mean, if we're able to shut the door early, then, you know, that makes a whole bunch of differences within our record. But, and I know that these are the big leagues, so things are going to happen. You know, you can't just shut the door that easily. But if we are able to just put our foot on the pedal, shut that door as early as we can, keep that 3-0 lead or whatever we need to do to, you know, as far as hitting goes, pitching wise, we're right there. We're literally right there. You know, it's
Sheldon,
just
I appreciate
years.
It. Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate the phone call. You bring it up. Tonight was the 32nd blown lead loss of the season. 66th loss of the season. So almost half of them blown lead losses. And tonight they blow a lead of at least 3 runs. for the fifth time this season, and for the first time since a week ago when they were taking on this same Detroit Tiger ball club. My game notes following this 5-3 loss to the first place Motown Kitties. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Royals, three games above 500, three games back of Seattle with 27 remaining on the season. 913-586-7965. We'll get back to the Peterson and Associates phone line after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Almost 35,000 driving home after this Friday night loss to Detroit. I'm wondering how many of those 35,000 realize that up to 70% of the food in grocery stores is not healthy. Now, it's ultra processed. I'm not just talking about the sweets. I'm talking about the ultra processed garbage that's filled with additives and coloring and chemicals and all sorts of crazy stuff. I know you want to eat healthy. We all want our families to eat healthy. Well, you need to become a Guaranteed Foods customer. It's the easiest avenue, the best way to save some money while treating your family right, because 100% of their all-natural products are totally additive-free. They're the healthiest you can get. They're loaded with nutrition. It's all portion packaged, so you're not wasting food, not a ton of leftovers. And it's all delivered by appointment directly to your shelves, so you're not wasting time at the grocery store either. Man, it's even better than it sounds. Find out for yourself today.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Paddock in the first pitch to Yastrzemski is banged into deep right center field. It's at the fence and gone. Yastrzemski, another leadoff home run.
Crazy. The Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, as heard here on 96.5, The Fan. First pitch, fastball, middle of the dish, Chris Paddock. Ain't no getting me over fastball when Mike Yastrzemski's standing at the plate. 432 feet over the right center field wall. His 15th homer of the season, 7th with the Royals. 107 miles per hour off of his bat. Yastrzemski, a big day. He's our Guaranteed Foods player.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Of the game. A no doubt home run in the first inning. A single to left field in the second inning. A line drive at the second baseman for an out in the fifth inning. A 107-mile-per-hour line drive down the right field line in the seventh inning. And we want to say he shouldn't get a green light on 3-0 in the ninth inning? On a middle-middle fastball, which was exactly what he was hoping for, he just didn't get the results he was hoping for. Royals lose 5-3. They jump out to a 3-0 first inning lead and watch it slowly slip away. Tigers score two in the second off of Seth Lugo, two more in the fourth off of Seth Lugo, and that's all they would need. They'd get one more off of Taylor Clark, but man, Taylor's been so good and was so good tonight. We're going to, at least I'm going to look past that. Speaking of Mike Yastrzemski in that first inning home run, I made mention of this earlier. A young Royals fan named Henry stopped by to inform me, and he wanted me to tell everyone on the pregame show, hey, Yaz is going bridge, so make some money if you are if you happen to find yourself in Arkansas or over in Kansas. And what do you know, Henry, kind enough to dial us up after this one. Henry, do you have any more insight to shed on this team moving forward for us?
I thought our pitching could be a little bit better.
Definitely.
And that Yaz did very good.
Yeah, you nailed it. See, short, succinct, right to the point. I love it. Henry, thank you very much for the phone call. And, buddy, it was so nice talking to you before and after the game. Hope to see you out at Kauffman Stadium again soon. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
Like, you know, I threw the ball okay. You know, walked too many guys, didn't pitch deep into the game. It's, you know, I feel like I let the team down, but, you know, I feel like the bullpen picked me up, and, you know, we're in it to the last out. So that was positive.
It's like four of the past five starts with the command. It doesn't seem like it's there like it normally has been. Is there a level of concern with that, you know, from you right now about where the command is in?
No, I feel like I made some good pitches. You know, obviously need to be a little bit better, but, you know, it's obviously don't want to go through those stretches, but, you know, it's got to be better, and, you know, I think it's easy fix, and you know, I felt like I made some adjustments today that helped me out, but you know, just got to get a little better.
When you are going through those stretches, what are some things that you lean on to help you just be able to overcome them?
You know, getting ahead of guys, which, you know, I did somewhat tonight, but not as good as I would like. You know, just trying to execute pitches and you know, try to flush that one and do better next time.
And command is not really something that you ever struggled with, at least with the Royals. And how do you deal with an issue that you just haven't really faced, I guess, in the past, you know, 2 years here?
You know, you put in the work in between outings. You know, going to throw a bullpen this week and work on some stuff and, you know, just do what I can to, you know, put in the work.
There you go. That's Seth Lugo standing tall at his locker. Looking the reporters in the eye, not giving off any sort of bad body language, not certainly doesn't come across as someone that's searching, calls it an easy fix. Well, good. All right. That's Seth Lugo. Again, the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Lugo tonight, 3 1/3 innings, 4 runs on 8 hits, 5 strikeouts, and 4 walks. Didn't give up a home run. That snaps a streak of 4 straight games in which he surrendered multiple big flies. Lugo fails to go 4 innings for the second time this season. Oddly enough, both of those instances have come against this Detroit Tigers ball club. Royals lose 5-3. Mariners lost earlier as they gagged away a 4-run first inning lead. They lose and are walked off in Cleveland. Royals, I wouldn't say they gagged away a 3-0 lead, but it was a slow bleed on the pitching mound, and it was a mix between missed opportunities at the dish and some high-quality defense from the first-place Detroit Tigers. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Another Steve in Kansas City. Let's talk to Steve. What's happening? Steven.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening, man? You want to talk about this Royals team?
Yeah, so just kind of a few thoughts here. So I was born and raised up in Colorado, and I've been a long-term Rockies fan. So I decided recently that, you know, just kind of the Rockies, the way they're playing, I'm going to branch off and extend my horizons. And I decided to kind of pick up today to be a Kansas City Royals fan.
Today?
And I won't lie, I was super excited to see, like,
today was your first day?
Today was my first day. I was so thrilled to be a part of it. And that 3-0 lead in the first inning was really exciting. And then kind of just throughout the rest of the game, I felt really disappointed. I felt like I was
okay. So what went into the decision that today was the day that you're abandoning the Rockies and becoming a Royals fan? Because
I moved to Kansas City for a job
today.
And so, yeah, today. So I said, what better thing to do than to kind of embrace myself in the culture? And I decided to invest in the baseball.
Okay. I don't know if I'd buy that you're disappointed. I mean, how can you be disappointed? You're just learning the guys.
Yeah, but...
Right?
Hold on just a second. You're cutting out just a little bit. What?
Thanks for the phone call, Steve. Appreciate it. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Maybe I'm off, but it just seemed like we were going down a bumpy road there. Or maybe that's just the big brother in me. You know, I can talk bad about little brother. Me and the other people that have been, you know, riding and dying with these boys all summer, we could talk about how disappointed we are in our little brother. You've been a Royals fan for 6 hours? I don't want to hear how disappointed you are, okay? The month of August has been awesome as a Royals fan. So if you weren't with me in May and June, you can stuff your disappointment in a sack. I think that's a saying. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Lee. He's out in the Ozarks. Lee, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, Vern, first-time caller. Love listening to the show. For decades, I've been a Royals fan. One opinion and then one strategy question. Opinion is, I definitely, if I was on the Royals team, I'd sure rather have you on my team than you, Lugo, Hugo, whatever it is. But just with your intensity and everything and his, I'll just make
that. Oh, no.
Okay, now, you've got some heart. So on the strategy deal, okay, here's my question. Seventh inning, I'm pretty sure I got this right. We get a leadoff double, mm-hmm. Skrimsky, mm-hmm. and then Bobby's up. Tell me this, number one. I thought Bobby gave himself up going to right field. Is that the way you've seen that?
Yeah. He got a pitch down and away, and he went with it, trying to advance the runner to third. That's what it appeared like to me, too. Yep.
So if, you know, I'm sort of old school, so I would have liked to seen Yaz at least take one pitch. But I can see your strategy. So if we're going with that strategy, why isn't Bobby not swinging away? Instead of giving himself up, that don't make sense to me.
Well, he was swinging. I mean, it wasn't like he laid down the bunt. You know, he still put a nice little charge into it.
But you played ball when you're trying to hit.
The job, right? That is the job. Get him to third base because you know Vinny's going to come through. We got to tie this game up because if Bobby does anything, you got to get Yaz to third, right?
Well, I mean, there's a million strategies. I can't go with you on that. If you want Yaz to swing at 3-0, I'd rather have Bobby up there than Vinny. Point number two. And I just want Bobby up there. If we're going that route, I just want him swinging, playing 100%, trying to, you know, do what he should do.
Sure,
do you
sure,
agree
sure.
with? Do you see my strategy there?
Then that means, Lee, and we can discuss this, you're saying Bob should have just laid off that pitch. And he would have been down 0-1 if he did that. It was still a strike that he swung and made contact with and put a charge into the opposite field. So he's down 0-1. You know,
and he's just going to right field. I mean, that's not a swing I want to see Bobby take. I want to take a swing, try to, you know, drive it up the middle or just hit it hard somewhere. That wasn't a swing that you – I'm not a baseball expert, but that's just what I've seen. So.
Yeah, hey, I'm not a baseball expert either. We're all entitled to our opinion, man. I'm with you.
Yeah, but you get 27 outs. I guess that's where my point. I just, you know, we're willing to give one up for gas swinging. Let's get Bobby.
I guess it wasn't a fastball. It was a slider down and away. So, right. I mean, you know, 310 feet to the opposite field. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the phone call. Nice to hear from you, Lee. Don't be a stranger, man. Let's have these conversations moving forward. You know, again, like I mentioned with Yaz swinging on 3-0 in the ninth inning. You know, I trust Mike Yastrzemski right now as much as anybody on this team. And Bobby, again, man on second base, nobody out. If you missed the game, Royals trail 4-3. Bottom of the seventh inning, Mike Yastrzemski, 1-1 pitch. He strokes it to right field for a leadoff double. So the tying runs on second base with Bobby up, Vinny on deck, and Mike Cowell in the hole. I mean, that run's coming in, right? Come on. Of course, as I'm sitting up in the press box, this game's tied. This game's tied, and now it's going to come down to, can Bobby or Vinny really not just tie it up, can they untie it? So Bobby, like you mentioned, first pitch slider down and away in the zone, would have been a strike. Bobby swings and flies out to right field. Does the job as Yaz advances to third. You know, the key at bat is Vinny. You know, Vinny didn't do his job, if we're being honest, right? Not even if we're being honest, if we're just watching the game. A.J. Hinch goes to his bullpen and brings in their trade deadline acquisition, the right-hander Kyle Finnegan, and he throws Vinny four straight splitters. I think all of them except for one, a strike. Not one that Vinny swung and missed at, I think, was down and out of the zone, but the one that he swung and struck out on, well, that was in the zone. Well, Vinny's got to put the ball in play. The only thing you can't do there is strike out, and that's exactly what Vinny did. Vinny's been outstanding. So, again, I don't know if there's any one player or one aspect of this game tonight that you just sit here and crush. You know, Vinny's strikeout there deserves to be mentioned. But you know, Salvi had a chance later on in that inning. First and third with two outs, and he grounds out to the left side. So that was a big at-bat. A couple of great defensive plays. I got three great defensive plays by the Tigers that could have cost the Royals a run or two. Mike Kell put a charge into one in the fifth inning. Lee, nice to talk with you. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We go to Matt. He was one of the near 35,000 in the building tonight. Matt, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was at the game tonight. Man, what a beautiful night. Great crowd.
No doubt.
And, you know, I may have a contradictory take on look, these guys know how to bat, and I'm all for Yaz taking a swing on that 3-0 pitch. I mean, the guy's been nailed since we picked him up. My question for you is how concerned are you about our starting pitching? I mean, I love Lugo. I love him. I love that we signed him. But between him and Cameron's looks a little tired. Mm-hmm. Lorenzen, you know, I'm kind of on the fence on Lorenzen. So, mm-hmm. And I know we aren't getting Cole back until probably mid-September. I'd just love to hear your take on it. And, again, appreciate the show, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Matt, you already know what I'm going to say. I can just tell by the way you asked that question. Of course I'm concerned about the rotation. You know, the rotation last year was the calling card of this team, was the strength of this team, and I was having a passionate debate with a couple of the guys up in the press box before the game. And it was a lot like what we were talking about earlier today on the On Deck show. What is the strength of this team? Because every playoff team, at least in my lifetime, every playoff team has a calling card. At least any playoff team that you think has a real chance to do some damage in October. Now, you'd love to think, oh, well, you know, we just want to be a well-rounded team. We want to do everything above average. Yeah, that's ideal, but how do you bully the opposition? 2014, 2015, they did it with the bullpen. You know, when the other teams were preparing for the Royals, they knew if we trail after six, game over. So when A.J. Hinch, or forget that, when Ron Washington, right, he's skipper in the Angels again. Royals had the Angels come into town starting up on Tuesday. So when the Angels are sitting around preparing for that series against the Royals here at Kauffman, where do they begin? Because even last year, I think the conversation was, well, they're starting pitching. The Royals starting pitching is going to pitch deep into the game, and it's going to give them a chance to win. It's going to pitch deep enough, it's going to pitch well enough to give Bobby Witt Jr. a chance to win the game late. And that was the 2024 Royals. Great pitching and greatness in Bobby. Now, when you got to October, ultimately the things that made you great were not great, and that's why you ultimately were shown the door in October. In 14 and 15, the things that made you great were great in October, and that's why you went to the World Series. So what does this team do great? Well, nothing. What could they do at a great level? To me, it's the offense. It's an offense with Mike Yastrzemski at the top. Again, a guy that in 17 starts as the Royals' leadoff hitter has an OPS north of 1,100. And then Bobby, one of the five best players in the sports this season. Vinny, top three in RBI in the month of August. Michael Garcia, OPS near 800 here in the month of August. Salvi this close to getting back to the postseason. Adam Frazier's batting 309 as a Royal. Kyle Isbell's batting 317 since the All-Star break. To me, that's the avenue to this team getting to October and then having success in October. And I know how wild it is to say that because this offense was dreadful for the first 100 games. Like all-time bad in franchise history. And now, in the final 27 games, I'm looking at that same offense, sure, with different names, but I'm looking at that same collection of bats saying, lead us. Right. Carve out the path to October. Because rotation-wise, I mean, how would you line up the rotation, a three-game series? How do you line it up? I would love to say Cole Reagans. But until I see Cole Reagan start a rehab assignment, I'm not going to start penciling his name in for a possible postseason rotation. Now, Michael Wacha is without question your number one, and then it's all up for grabs. You'd love to say Seth Lugo going in game two, but how can you right now? Again, the guy has an ERA north of 8. So, yeah, I'm concerned about the rotation. If you compare this team to last year's team, where are they better? I think they have a better bullpen, and they have a better offense. That's it. Rotation, sadly, not as good, but that's because of injuries. I don't think the defense is as good, and I don't think the base running is as good. 913-586-7965. But that doesn't mean that they can't get to October, because, again, I do think there is enough talent in this offense that they could get on some sort of a tear and find themselves as one of those teams that we see every single season moving on to the ALDS, doing a post-game interview where someone says, man, we've been playing playoff baseball for 2 months now. This is nothing new to us. Right, beating some division champion, popping champagne in the clubhouse going, we've been playing playoff baseball since the end of August. And the Royals are playing playoff baseball. Tonight was a playoff game. When you saw the Mariners jump out to a 4-0 lead, tonight was a playoff game. Tomorrow is a playoff game. Stephen Kolek making his Royals debut. He squares off with fellow right-hander Jack Flaherty. It's a 6:15 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Guaranteed Foods finally delivers what you've been wishing for. A better way to feed your family so you can eat healthier and still stretch dollars. Where the quality of every product's unconditionally guaranteed even after you wolfed it down. It's Guaranteed Foods. And they didn't get that name, Guaranteed Foods, by accident. Now, back in 1958, right here in Kansas City, five people started Guaranteed Foods with the vision to provide a better, easier, and safer way to feed growing families and to back it by the best guarantee in the food industry. Well, fast forward to 2025, and here we are. Guaranteed Foods is the most respected home food service in all of North America, making healthy eating fun, easy, and affordable. I absolutely love it, and I'm sure you will too. Call or click today.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods
or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
2-pitch to the right-hander hitting Garcia. And a drive to deep left field. Back goes Green to the wall. And gone, Garcia, 3-0.
Man, you were feeling good then. I know I was. Denny Matthews on the call. Mikel Garcia, his 14th of the season. He's down 0-2. But he works Tigers starter Chris Paddock for 8 pitches. And on that 8th pitch, he got an elevated slider and proceeded to pound it over the left field wall. Puts the boys up 3-0. Now, this is after the top half of the first inning when Seth Lugo wiggled out of a bases-loaded two-out jam, striking out Wenzel Perez. So you wipe the sweat from your brow, and then you get nice in the bottom of the first as Mike Yastrzemski goes deep, and then Mikel Garcia goes deep, and all right. 3-0, good guys. Lugo comes out in the second inning and retires the first two that he faces. He makes a nice play himself coming off the mound defensively. But then an opposite field single to Javi Baez. Single to Colt Keith. Infield single to Gleyber Torres. And then a two-run single to Kerry Carpenter. And just like that, it's a one-run game. Tigers would get two more in the fourth off of Lugo, and that's all they would need. They'd add.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
One more on and finish this game off. Tigers 5, Royals 3. Michael Garcia's two-run blast in the first extends his career high, now 14 home runs. But it's also tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals lose. They're still three games above 500, and they remain three games back of Seattle for that final playoff spot. Three back, 27 to play. Royals lose tonight. 5-3 is now the last nine meetings between the Royals and Tigers have been decided by two runs or fewer. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line. It's Ben. Ben was one of the more than 34,000 to show up tonight. Ben, how you feeling, buddy?
A little disappointed today. After the great night last night, I'm a big fan of the show. I've been a Royals fan since 69. And I tell you,
you're a Nebraska fan too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, good.
Yep.
Nice win.
We live north of Omaha, and so we've come down several times this year, and I don't think we've seen a win yet. We've never seen us beat Detroit. But I thought we had it tonight. What a great start. And then we had our struggling pitcher come in. But my take is, if you're at the game and you're watching the ninth inning after coming so close those other innings, you gotta have Yaz take that pitch, at least one. That's my call. And I knew that Q was going to say that, you know, that was his call. He gave him the green light. But it just felt like the pitcher was going to walk him. The pitcher was struggling a little bit. I don't know. It's just, I mean, he wasn't close, was he? I mean, it just felt like we, you know, when we score runs as the Royals, you know, we're getting eight runs a couple games ago because we're just stringing them together. You know, we're not, we don't have Barry Bonds. We don't have sluggers on our team. Our lead home run hitter's got what, 25? Yes, that's 14, and he's batting 230. I mean, yeah, he's been hot, and Vinny's been hot, okay, but we don't have home run sluggers. The Royals are string together rallies. And so how did we do that with Kane and Moose and the boys? We took walks. We just kept it going. I don't know. That was our take tonight after that. And, you know, who knows what Bobby was going to do. But two on with nobody out, we had a lot of options there. And
there was only one on. Only one. Yep, one on.
If he walks, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. My bad. I'm sorry.
If he walks, I just thought that was the play, but, you know, a lot of people don't, and you didn't think so, and that's cool, but I don't know. That was our take. Beautiful night. Great game. Just couldn't do her.
He was getting rattled. He was going to walk him. He was all over the place.
That was our take.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. He threw Kyle Isbell three pitches. Two were in the zone. And then, facing Mike Yastrzemski, the first three were outside the zone. That pitch that he swung at, 95 middle. Maybe he gets another tasty one. Probably does, right? He's still got to come to him. Let's hear what Mike Yastrzemski had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I was ready. Seeing the ball really well tonight. You know, got the pitch I wanted. And, you know, if I'd do it over again, I'd still swing at it. You know, it was the one I wanted, and just kind of hit on top of it, round bat, round ball, I guess. I don't know. But sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't.
What are some things that you can learn from these closely contested games that you can build on going forward?
We just got to keep our foot on the pedal in those middle innings. You know, we got to put up runs there, no matter what way we can do it, whether it's one run, you know, at any given point. We just got to keep applying pressure, and you know, we kind of, you know, not that it was a choice or anything, but we kind of fell into a lull there in the middle of the game and felt like we were kind of scrapping to get it back at that point. But yeah, just we got to keep playing our game and keep applying pressure. I mean, we've seen it with that team a couple times already where we've had a big lead and it vanished, and then we had to, you know, kind of fight back again. So we just got to keep being aggressive and keep pushing the envelope and trying to put more runs up.
Okay, yeah, you didn't drop any ground on the wild card tonight. You still have a long way to stand ahead. Just what do you want to see out of this team about 8 games here at the next
time? Just playing hard. I think we're playing really good baseball right now. There's just, you know, a couple things that, you know, we'd like to fall our way, and some uncontrollables that, you know, like the ball that hits Dingler's shin pad against Finnegan and it stays right on home plate. You know, things like that are just kind of tough to swallow, and you know, but can't let it get you down. You just got to keep fighting and show up tomorrow and play hard again.
There you go, Mike Yastrzemski, 3-for-5 tonight. Says he'd swing at that 3-0 pitch again. Listen, I understand, you know, some of it. I mean, I don't. The key at-bat was Vinny's at-bat. Again, seventh inning, man on third, one out, Vinny strikes out. That's the AB. It's not Yaz in the ninth inning. I'm sorry. It's not. And to be honest with you, they are a home run hitting team. They need to be a home run hitting team. This isn't 14 and 15. That's 10 years ago. You know, 14-15 had arguably the greatest bullpen of all time and a rotation that's much better than this one. So, no, they're not that keep-the-line-moving team. I'm sorry, they're not. That's not who they are. They're not good enough to be that team. The pitching staff's not good enough. The defense, the base running, it's not good enough to be that team. They need to be a home-run-hitting team. I'm not saying swing for the fences. No, of course not. Nobody should go to the dish swinging for the fences. I mean, if you're watching the Phillies game last night, Kyle Schwarber hits 4 bombs, comes up for the 5th time, tries to hit a home run, and doesn't. Doesn't try to hit a home run, hits 4 of them, tries to, pops out. I'm not saying they should try to hit home runs. But if you look at what's happened to this offense since the All-Star break, they're hitting home runs. They're taking walks and hitting home runs. I mean, they're doing all the things they didn't do for the first 100 games. Take walks, hit bombs, come through in the clutch. Tonight they drew walks, hit bombs, didn't come through in the clutch. Mikel, Salvi, Izzy, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, they all had chances. Didn't come through. Not always their fault, right? Sometimes you give credit to Kerry Carpenter for climbing the wall and making that catch. You give credit to, who's out there, Wenzel Perez in center field? Leaping at the wall, Robin Salvi of extra bases. But yeah, look at what the Royals have done offensively. You know? In 9 multi-home run efforts in their last 16 games. Excuse me, 10 multi-home run efforts in their last 17 games. They've now hit 27 home runs in the last 17. That's top 3 in the American League. No, they need to be a home run hitting team. Because if they're not a home run hitting team, how are they going to win? Not just win. Of course they can win, you know, behind a strong performance from Michael Wacha on Sunday. Sure. But how are they going to win enough to leapfrog Seattle? 27 to play. Right? Let's not do the how many do they need to win. They need to win a lot. They need to get hot, hot. How are they going to get hot, hot? It's the offense. The offense needs to stay as hot as we've seen since the All-Star break. A group that's scoring more than 5 runs on average. You know, since the All-Star break, the Royals, top five in hitting with runners in scoring position. Top 10 in home runs per game. Top 10 in runs per game. Those things need to continue. So I just politely disagree with some of your points. But very nice to hear from you, Ben, and whoever was rolling around in Ben's car. Let's go to Bob in Kansas City. Bob, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I have a comment on the offense, the pitching, and the coaching. And I'm going to go ahead and start with the offense because I agree with you. Last time I called in was in June, and we weren't doing anything. And I said it's because we're not forcing the pitchers to throw strikes. Now I think since the All-Star break, we have, what, four hitters hitting over 300? We're seeing the pitching, starting pitching, go out in the third inning. Adam Frazier's taken 4 to 8 pitches at bat. You know, if you get a pitcher throwing you 8 pitches at bat and 10 batters, you got 80 pitches. Of course, they can't get that, but it just shows you how important it is to get the strike counts, pitch counts up. And we're going to especially have to do that Sunday. And so, they're doing great. They're disciplined at the plate for the most part. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It was the wrong move. You got a 3-0 count. You took the pressure off the pitcher. That's exactly what you did when you swung. You took all the pressure off that pitcher, and that was it. Now, as far as the pitching goes, Seth Lugo. Okay, Seth, you got too many pitches. Now, think about this. He's got 10 pitches. If you say, all right, before the game, give me 4 strikes on each one of your pitches before you can go out and pitch. That's 40 pitches. That's 40 pitches before he even takes the mound. So they got to shorten up Seth Lugo. They got to get him down to 4 to 5 pitches, and he's got to be warmed up before he comes out. And then he's pulling a Gordy on us. He got his money, and now he can't throw. So whatever he's got going on in his life, he needs to sell it all, fire them all, and get back to pitching baseball, and let's concentrate on the pitches he can throw so he can warm up properly before going into the game. Now, on the coaching, you guys should keep the record of what the coaching batting record is when he sends in a pitch hitter, okay? Nobody's sending in a pitch hitter for Bobby just because they're putting out a different pitcher on Bobby. Nobody's sending in a pitch hitter for Garcia because they're sending out a different pitcher on Garcia. These are great hitters. They can hit from either side. And your batting average at sending in pitcher hitters is terrible. So let these 300 hitters, and Vern, you're going to have to correct me. I think it's 4 since the All-Star break. I'm not sure. They're hitting over 300 since the All-Star break, and you're sending in a cold batter sitting on the bench, hadn't been in for 3 days.
Well, real quick, who are we talking about? Because that didn't happen tonight, though, Bob. Is there a certain guy you see pinch hit for that you're – I'm asking, is there a pinch hit?
What didn't happen tonight, Vern?
No, I was just asking about a pinch hit. Was there a – guy that was pinch hit for, because it wasn't tonight, but in the past.
Vern, I can't call you. You don't take my call every night. I'm covering what's happened since June, because I get to call in maybe once every 2 months and actually get on the show.
Okay.
I'm not talking about pitch. Now, if you want to talk about Detroit sending in a pitch hitter, we can talk about
it. No, I just want to know who you want to see, because you told me Bobby and Michael, you don't pinch hit for them, and I'm with you. Who does Q pinch hit for?
Adam Frazier. You don't send in that Arizona kit to hit for Adam Frazier. Adam Frazier is your best major league baseball hitter. He's going to make that pitcher throw him 8 pitches. He's going to get that starting pitcher out of the lineup in 3 innings if everybody did what Adam Frazier did. The last person you hit for is Adam Frazier right now. He's as hot as they come.
He hasn't
needs
done
to be in every
days.
Game, and everybody needs to learn discipline at the plate. And this is exactly why you don't bring Jack up. Jack has no discipline at the plate. He's a 190 hitter. He'll swing at anything, and he needs to stay down there until he learns to get some discipline. So anyway, that's my observations, Vern. That's all I got for you.
Thank you very much, Bob. Nice to hear from you. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. You're next up on the postgame show and on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Good to talk to you. Yeah, so Yastrzemski's, he had a 3-0 count. I was watching the game at that, you know, at that point. I was like, man, what is he doing? I mean, let him throw three strikes in a row. You got the best, what you call, what we both call, but everybody on this line, and I'm the biggest Bobby Witt fan, junior fan out there, and he's one of the five best players on the planet. Let him come up in a 5-3 ball game. You know, I mean, take those pitches. Why does he have the green light at a 3-0 count? Maybe you can tell me. And, I mean,
because he's hitting 305, but go ahead.
No. I mean, well, I mean, he has a 3-0. That's baseball.
And that was a strike. Okay, but that was a strike.
I've been watching baseball since 1997. At 3-0 count, I played baseball. I mean, I didn't play at the professional level.
Right. So
I'm saying, when you have a 3-0 count, hey, he swung at the very next pitch. Make him throw you three straight strikes. You had the best hitter in baseball coming up.
And what's
your chance to tie the ball game? You don't know. Bobby Witt can come up there and hit a home run.
Like Yastrzemski did earlier in the game is what you're talking about? A home run?
Yeah. No, I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, if Yastrzemski gets on, Bobby Witt Jr. has a chance to hit the home run, make it a 5-5 ball game.
All right.
Correct?
Okay. No. If Yaz gets on and Bobby hits a home run, Royals win 6-5.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course. So why not take that chance when the best hitter's coming up in baseball? I mean, you don't have to swing at a 3-0
pitch.
So
why is Mike Yastrzemski on this team? I mean, you don't even trust him to swing the bat?
No, he's a great – Vern, he's a great hitter. Yes, sir.
Well, then what the hell are you talking about? You just told me he needs to look at three straight strikes and punch out looking.
Come on, brother. He has a 3-0 count.
Justin, are you just going to say the same thing over and over again? I get it. A 3-0 count. We disagree. Okay.
Yes. I mean, let Bobby Witt Jr. come up, and you never know what happens. Maybe Bobby Witt Jr. hits a home run. Boom.
Or maybe Bobby hits into a double play or a triple play. All right. Thanks for the phone call. I mean, just go around in circles over and over again. I get it. You guys aren't saying anything new. Okay, yeah, you just like everybody else, the 3-0 count. Okay, oh, God, let's all just be sheep and say the same thing. That's why I liked what we got from Bob. Well, Bob had a lot of other things to say. It's just unoriginal. Let's try Dan and KCK. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great night. You know, the Royals to come back. It was a good start, dude. After winning 3-0, I didn't mind. You just come to the screen 3-0. Sometimes you get a good pitch on 3-0. Yeah, it didn't work out. So be it. And I like what Ron LaFever said about Lugo. Josh, he said that mechanically he's fine. He's just missing his spot. So I still believe in Lugo, but he's got to pick it up. But I'm really fired up about Stephen Kolek. I like how him knowing Noah Cameron's getting him involved in the game tomorrow. So let's take care of business tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, Stephen Kolek on the hill tomorrow. He squares off with Jack Flaherty. It's a 6:15 first pitch. And I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. A quick shout-out to Bobby Witt Jr. 17-game hitting streak, ho-hum. First player in franchise history to have multiple 17-game hitting streaks in the same season. Bob, it's a joy watching you, man. Can't wait to do it again tomorrow. James Howell, thank you very much. God love you, man. Appreciate your hard work back at the studio. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See you later.
Been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.